Joined on the line by Sean Sheehan of severemma.com, and first off we have to talk about a certain Irishman making waves in the UFC, not the one you're thinking of, but Mr. Joe Duffy. What a performance from him last night, incredible.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable performance from Joe. I suppose a lot of people think about him as a boxer after he came over to MMA last year. Obviously he was an MMA fighter before, but he was a professional boxer in for seven fights. He won seven in a row. A lot of people kind of think of him that way, and I suppose he showed a bit of it last night. But then when it got to the ground, in the first round, he showed that he's really a complete mixed martial artist, and he caught his opponent, Ivan George, in a beautiful submission, a triangle finish. And I suppose people who were there kind of since his first incarnation as an MMA fighter knew about that side of his game. Maybe he had a lot of early submissions. Obviously, he submitted Conor McGregor years ago, and so he has that in his locker as well. He's one of these guys. He's kind of the next evolution of MMA fighters. He has it all. So kind of people maybe, if they think it's just the Conor McGregor show, they're kind of mistaken now at this point. They say Ireland has another few fighters coming through, and Joseph Duffy is probably the best of all of them.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of this guy since he actually beat Conor McGregor here in Cork. I was at that fight and I've been a big fan of his since. I've had him on the show a couple of times and I really followed his career. And the two fights that he's had in the UFC now have kind of made headlines, that win over Jake Lindsay in March and the one last night. So people are starting to take notice of Joe Duffy afterwards. He was kind of non-committal about who he wanted afterwards, but he said he would love to be on the UFC Dublin card, and that's kind of a no-brainer really, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll definitely be on that. It's an option who he's going to fight next, because sometimes the UFC like to go kind of a slow burner, and that's the way they've been going so far with him. The two matchups maybe not the best guys, although the two guys he fought were pretty good, but there's a lot of people calling him for big names like Dustin Poirier, obviously with Conor McGregor beat, Bobby Green, Edson Barboza, guys like that are on the top 15. And whether the UFC think that's a bit early for Joseph Duffy, or whether they want to get him on the championship track straight away like they did with Conor McGregor, I suppose we'll see now fairly soon. The UFC Dublin card is coming up there at the end of October, so he'll definitely be on that either way. It's the matchmaking is important, and it's kind of hard to tell where the UFC will go with him. He's kind of, we know, we see Conor McGregor now, he's kind of, you know, the loud guy, the boisterous guy, the one that's on the front of all the papers and all. But Joseph Duffy, as you said there, he doesn't really want to call anyone out. He's kind of a quiet, unassuming guy, and he lets his fist do the talking, as they say. And he did that again last night. But yeah, I reckon he's up there with some of the very best prospects in all of the UFC at the moment, and it's exciting to see who he'll get next.
The last time we had him on the show was before Cage Warriors Dublin last year, and I purposely didn't ask him about Conor McGregor because it seems like in every interview he gets asked about that match and he gets asked about facing him again. He must kind of get sick of it at this point, because he's forging his own career and he doesn't want to be constantly reminded of a guy he beat 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a tough one, you see, because in one way he kind of maybe wants to keep clear of him, but in another way it's a good thing because he beat Conor McGregor. Maybe it'd be a different thing if he lost him or something, but the last man to beat Conor McGregor, maybe you don't want to be known as that, but when the word beat is in there, it's kind of good. So I don't think he minds it too much. And plus, I see a lot of people talking whenever he's brought up, especially like American journalists and things, they're like, oh, I'd love to see that rematch down the line. So that's never a bad thing to have in your back pocket. If Jose Aldo pulled out there of his fight with Conor McGregor, Joseph Duffy put his name in, down the line maybe it could come off for him and he could get a big money fight out of it. Or like Conor McGregor, we see his weight cut is pretty rough on him. He'll need an opponent in 155 in a couple of years, and maybe Joseph Duffy's that man there, and it could be another big money fight for him. So I'm sure it does get nine, and I try to not do it myself, but it's kind of hard sometimes. And I think he kind of jokes about it now. He had an interview there during the week, and they were asking about his nickname, you know, Irish Joe Duffy, and he said, I thought my nickname was the last guy to beat Conor McGregor. So he jokes about it as well. So I think he's getting used to it now at this stage.
Yeah. Paddy O'Houlihan had a good win last night, a decision win over Vaughn Lee, but Paddy's showing how much of an exciting fighter he really is.
He is, yeah, definitely. Paddy as well, before, when he went to the Ultimate Fighter trials, he got taken down by a guy, and he was active from the bottom, but he got dominated a little bit. He was injured at the time as well, but last night he really showed how well-rounded he is. He got a takedown on Lee early, but Lee transitioned into the top himself. But Paddy actually won that round from the bottom, which is pretty unusual in MMA, and just shows how good his guard is. And he had Lee in a triangle for a long period of time, and he was hurting him with elbows and stuff. But after that, then he really dominated again in the second round. His striking looked very good. His jiu-jitsu is always good when he hits the ground, and it was just a really well-rounded performance. And third, then he won it again. He won all three rounds and three judges' scorecards. So, as I say again, same with Joseph Duffy. Now he'll be on to UFC Dublin, and I think he's looking to fight Lewis Smolka, who fought Neil Seary, yeah. Irish flyweight Neil Seary last week. So that makes sense to me anyway, and I think a lot of people. So we could see that in the O2 in October.
Yeah. Disappointment for Paul Redmond last night. It's the second loss in the UFC. The first time was only on a couple of weeks' notice, so you'd almost forgive him at that. But disappointment for him last night.
Yeah, it's been a tough start for Paul Redmond. Obviously, the first one, he was a lightweight on the Irish scene and the European scene for years. And for his first fight, I think it was only 13 days notice or something like that. And they wanted him to cut down to 145, obviously, which he'd never made before. So that was off. Plus, it was against Merced Bektic, who for me is the best prospect in all of the UFC. The second time out, he fights in Scotland for the very first time ever against the very first Scottish fighter in the UFC, and the pop he got was unbelievable walking out to the Scottish National Anthem. So he was actually, Redmond was actually doing very well at the start of the fight. The guy who was fighting, Robert Whiteford, is a former Commonwealth Games judo fighter. So he stopped the judo throw early in the fight, and he's actually winning the stand-up, but he kind of got caught cold. He went in to throw a right hand. Whiteford saw it coming, he kind of dodged out, and he countered him with the left hand and knocked him down. And obviously from there, Redmond was hurt, and he got finished. But it's been a rough and tough opening two fights for him. And maybe if he can get one now in UFC Dublin as well, hopefully the UFC keep him around, because he definitely has great potential. I think the thing about Paul Redmond is, I think he got to the UFC a little bit earlier than the other guys. We say with Carl Bendard, Conor McGregor, Neil Seary, Aisling Daly, like, they were all champions before they even got to the UFC, and Paul Redmond hadn't quite reached that yet, so he's kind of still developing, and he has a good bit of developing to do, because he's a lot of raw potential. You saw it last night, his boxing had improved an awful lot from obviously we didn't see it in the Bektic fight, but from his Cage Warriors days, and at 145, it was a great experience. He made it for the first time ever this weekend. If he can make it again and make it healthier each time he makes it, hopefully from here on out we'll be seeing the fruits of his labour again.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Fighter of the night last night that brought the house down was Joanne Calderwood, who I think everybody loves. A fantastic performance from her, and that third round was just ridiculous.
Yeah, Joanne Calderwood, she's a very good fighter, but in her last few fights, she's kind of shown her weaknesses. Maybe she lost last time out. There was a lot of people, including myself, thought she was going to be the first strawweight champion, but she didn't manage that. But I think as well, they need to kind of slow build her. She's still learning the game an awful lot. She transitioned over to MMA not too long ago. It was another great performance last night against a short notice woman opponent as well. But a fight down the line with her and Yonane Jetrick, the champion, is a mouth-watering prospect, and it could happen this side of the water, hopefully, if they go back to Scotland or if they go to Poland again. So, yeah, she's definitely one of the best in the world, and I suppose if she can, she's in maybe a weakness on the ground, which she's shown in previous fights, and if she can maybe clear that up, if she can improve her wrestling, she could be definitely one of the best in the world.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're a week away from UFC 189 last week. You've had a week to process it all. How can you put it into words? It's been a crazy week for MMA as a whole, but Irish MMA, there seems to be an explosion of interest recently because of Conor McGregor. I know from my own Gym Trials MMA that there was a lot of people going down there on Monday following Conor McGregor's performance to sign up for MMA classes, which is a good positive sign, but it's just been an absolutely crazy week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. He's just an illuminating character, like we've seen it from the second he got into the UFC. The interest has just blown up ever since, like national newspapers, where it had really never been before, on a big scale anyway. Like, just to people in the street, like, people come up to you talking about Conor McGregor or whatever, people would see it and posting on Facebook and just like normal people who you'd never think would be into MMA. And he has really like taken the country by storm, I suppose. And I do a lot of interviews and stuff on American radio channels and podcasts, and they asked me about McGregor and about the sport, and he really is bigger than the sport. And like, someone mightn't have heard of him, or they mightn't have heard of DOC, but they're likely to have heard of Conor McGregor, and that's tantamount to what he has done for the sport as well. And he's really, really bringing it to everyone. And I think last week, things kind of changed. As you said, people went down to sign up for gym, and I think that's because of what happened after the fight. There was such respect shown between himself and Chad Mendes. Mendes, I think he won a lot of fans as well, but like, he made no excuses. He said, fair enough. He said he talked about his 2 weeks' notice, but that's fair enough as well, because it's true. And but you saw McGregor, like, he thanked his family, thanked his team, and like, his mother was there, and his girlfriend, and the emotion he showed, he humanized himself, I think, to a lot of people, and maybe a lot of people before. He had done that before after fights, but I don't think maybe a lot of people had seen it. So this was the biggest stage, and for him, and it was purely genuine as well. Like, you could see it perfectly. And I think, that won a lot of people, made them fans of him, and made them fans of the sport, and show them what respect there is actually between the fighters in the sport, and kind of show that there's a difference between what the fighters have to do, well, not have to do, but sometimes do, like McGregor, to sell the fights and to sell the events, and what they actually think, and what they actually think of their opposition. So he says it himself. He's a prize fighter, but he's a martial artist as well. So you have to balance the two, and I think he does this fairly, probably better than anyone else in the world.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be an Irish MMA fan. You can read Sean Sheehan on severemma.com. They have all the post-fight videos on that website as well. Sean, for now, thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks very much for having me.